ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नरं चरं ननोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। मष्टाश्रपात्रेषु नित्यं भागवतं सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सॉरी। So we are reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, entitled Krishna is the Source of All Incarnations. Text 29. Janma Guhyam Bhagavato Yaitat Prayato Naraha Sayam Pratar Grinan Bhaktya Duha grama dimuchate Janma guhya bhagavato Yaitat prayato naraha Sayam pratar grinan bhaktya Duha grama dimuchate Janma guhyam bhagavato Yaitat prayato naraham Sayam pratar grinan bhaktya Dukha gramar vimuchyate Please. Mother.
Thank you.
Janma. Birth. Guhyam. Mysterious. Bhagavata. O the Lord. Yaha. One. Etat. All these. Prayataha. Carefully. Naraha. Men. Sayam. Evening. Prataha. Morning. Greenan. Besides. Bhaktya. With devotion. Dukkha gramat. From all miseries. Vimuchyate. Gets relief from. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Whoever carefully recites the mysterious appearance of the Lord with devotion in the morning and in the evening gets relief from all miseries of life. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Personality of Godhead has declared that anyone who knows the principle of the transcendental birth and activities of the Lord will go back to Godhead after being relieved from this material tabernacle. So simply knowing factually the mysterious ways of the Lord's incarnation in this material world can liberate one from material bondage. Therefore, the birth and activities of the Lord as manifest by Him for the welfare of the people in general are not ordinary. They are mysterious, and only by those who carefully try to go deep in the matter of spiritual devotion is the mystery discovered. Thus one gets liberation from material bondage. It is advised, therefore, that one who simply recites this chapter of Bhagavatam, describing the appearance of the Lord in different incarnations, in sincerity and devotion, can have insight into the birth and activities of the Lord. The very word vimukti or liberation indicate that the Lord's births and activities are all transcendental. Otherwise, simply by reciting them, one could not attain liberation. They are therefore mysterious, and those who do not follow the prescribed regulations of devotional service are not entitled to enter into the mysteries of His birth and activities. Om Aganati Mirandasa Ganajana Shlakaya Chakshumila Umiltam Yena Tasmai Shikrave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Asadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, first of all, I want to thank you for your mercy to allow me to speak today here, and of course I am begging for your mercy. First of all Srila Prabhupada disciple, led by Amala Bhakta Maharaj, I don't see him here, Dhritakarma Prabhu, Temple President Savas Prabhu, and all others, and of course all devotees present here and all over the world. So in this verse, Suta Goswami is speaking to the sages of Naimisharanya. And this verse is also some kind of palashruti, because it's explaining the benefit of reciting this mysterious appearance of the Lord with devotion in the morning and the evening. You get benefit to get relief of all miseries of life and go home back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada in military, in purport of this verse, he quotes a verse from Bhagavad Gita 4.9. Bhagavad Gita 4, this transcendental knowledge, goes like Janma Karma Chamed Vivyam Evam Yoveti Tatvataha Tyatva Deham Punar Janma Naitimam Eti Sojuna. So one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities do not, upon leaving this body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. So immediately in the purport of this verse 4:9, Srila Prabhupada said how the Lord then sent in this material world from his transcendental abode. Is explained in a 6th verse. Goes like 4:6. Does somebody know this verse? Ajopi. Samayatma Bhutanam Ishvaropi San. Yes, I say. Okay. Prakritim Swami Adishtayam Sambhavami Atma Atmayaya. Although I'm unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I'm the Lord of all living entities, I am still appearing in every millennium in my original transcendental form. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said that the Lord is always the same absolute truth and is without differentiation between his body and he himself, and between his quality, he has unlimited quality, and his body. He's all transcendental. He's Satchitananda Vigraha. So in the next verse, 4:7 and 4:8, Krishna explained why he appeared in this material world. So somebody know this verse? 4:7, yada yada. Can you say if you know? Can you say purport? Whenever and wherever there is decline in religious practice, and then all then sent to Bharata and a predominant rise of religion, at that time I declared myself, I descend myself. Yada yada hidarmasya. And next one is 4:8, paritranaya sadunam. So to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to establish the principle of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium. So this 4:9 verse is also kind of palashruti, so the benefit of knowing the transcendental nature of my appearance, Krishna said. And you know, jama karma chame divyam, yoveti tatataha. Okay. So one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving this body, take birth again, and he goes to my abode. So, in a purport of verse 4:9, Srila Prabhupada said that this liberation is not at all easy. He immediately mentioned about impersonalists, and yogis who have to take birth again, because why? Because what they will attain is only impersonal liberation, and because it's not so much fun there, so they basically fall down. It's explained actually, they can actually see from the Brahmajyoti what's going on down there, and because they know they're internal, but still they want to have some fun, so they again decide to go down. And why is like that? Because they neglect lotus feet of Krishna. So, so what to speak on ordinary people? In verse 4:10, it's explained about them also. And in purports of 4:9, in purport for 4:9, sorry, messed up. Is yeah, this one. Prabhupada also quote from Brahma Samhita that the Lord has many forms, and Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Anantarupam. So these forms is so many of them, but all of them is same Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they're in different way and power, but source of all this incarnation is Krishna himself, Satchitananda Vigraha, Krishna Tu Bhagavan Swayam. So later on, Prabhupada said that somebody who with conviction understand this fact, then he's liberated. And he also mentioned some other verse from Vedas, Purushad, Bodhi, Upanishad, Eko, Devo, Nitya, Lila, Narukta, Bhakta, Vyapi, Hridi, Antaratma. Supreme of personality of Godhead is eternally engaged in many transcendental forms in relationship with his unalloyed devotees. So the Vedic version is confirmed in this verse. So what is Vedic version? It's explained later on or come to that point. So according to Srila Prabhupada, what he said is to accept this truth on the strength of the authority of the Vedas and of Srila Prabhupada, commentator, and of Krishna, one does not have to waste his time in speculation, mental speculation, fruitive activities, so to speak. So he can attain highest liberation. So it's a very nice statement, actually. After that, in same purport, you can look at in that verse in Bhagavad Gita, how Krishna said, then there is Vedic version goes tantvam asi. Does somebody know what does mean tantvam asi? In a sense, you are the same person. But we know that in the past, Sankaracharya followers, they take out meaning of this verse in the wrong way, and they're saying that I am like you, everything is one, we are all God, and that mislead people in big deal from that time, actually from time immemorial. And also, what to speak about today, there are so many New Age people, so-called impersonalists, Mayavadis, are not real in the West, but they're misleading people. So what it really means in the Tantvamasi is explained in this verse 4:9. Actually, is explained that you are Krishna, you are that living being, and is explained difference between Jiva living being and Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's explained also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I find here Adi 7:129, Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 7:130, and many other Srimad Bhagavatam, many other places about Tattvam Asi, what does it mean, real. And also Prabhupada said, if you go in front of Lord and you said to the Lord in same verse, you are that Supreme Brahman, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Tantvam Asi, then immediately you are liberated. So this nice meditation, you know, you can go in front of deities and just say that, and you are liberated. Actually, one conversation, Srila Prabhupada said that by reading three of his books, very important books, you can go home back to Godhead. Who know who are what are these three books? Say, what are these three books? No, he said three. Which one? One more. Close. Nectar devotion. So, in a purpose explain actually, then when you read, you have to imply what you read and how by exactly here is, but carefully trying to go deep into matter, spiritual matter, by not into matter, by spiritual devotion is the mystery discovered. From the purport. So, we know Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna. Just recently, a few days ago, Ikshvaku Prabhu, he gave class in a very nice seminar. Usually, this class needs maybe 5-6 hours or even more. He said 12 hours. But here I just mention a few things, what he said. How Bhagavad Gita you can put in a three section. First from 1 to 6 chapter, second to 6 to 12, and third one for 13 to 17, 18 very specific. So first one is like if you just study very carefully, first section is all about you. Second one is from 7 to 12 all about Krishna. And third one is from 7 to 17, no, I mean from 13 to 17, all about material nature, what is actually prison, like prison house. And 18, a chapter is just about what Krishna is saying, please just follow me, surrender to me. So So if somebody have chance to find out, he said you can find in his website this seminar. I really very much recommend that. So in this way, it's very easy to present Bhagavad Gita to other people, because Bhakti Shastri is in some sense not easy. It takes a lot of time, but this one seminar is very easy, and you can understand Bhagavad Gita in big deal. Okay, so same things Prabhupada said about Krishna book. He said that every night we should read a little bit Krishna book before we go to bed, and this way you can dream about Krishna. And on nectar devotion, some name said is full of nectar of devotion, because only by spiritual devotion we can understand spiritual subject matter. It's explained in today's verse. So also we know that holy name is not different from Krishna. So same things is applied by spiritual devotion, by chanting holy name, by devotion, you can go into mystery on holy name. So many times we hear about, you know, don't come just mechanically and do your morning program, you know, samsara dhavana leda loka, you don't know what does it mean, every verse, you are not there, your mind is somewhere else. Or same with chanting, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam class is explaining, even doesn't matter who is giving class, you know, some devotee even reading, for example, I read some verse, I didn't memorize, I apologize, but these all topics about Krishna, so you have to focus basically on topics, not so much about even speaker, never on topics, what is saying here. And today, you know, material people, they are also giving some kind of devotion, but to whom? And what kind of devotion? They're giving to self, to his wife, to husband, to nation. They're giving their intelligence to so-called economic development, what is based on sense gratification, to science. They're giving their emotion, their intelligence, their heart desire to music, whatever. But what is the result is not spiritual devotion, is material delusion. So in verse 4:10 is very actually interesting verse. Somebody knows this verse? 4:10? Come after 4:9, Jana Kanacha Medivyam. Okay, goes like that. Vitaraga bai ekroda manmaya mada pashita bhavo bahavo jana tapasa putamad bhava magata. Being free from attachment, fear, anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many persons in the past because became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all attained transcendental love for me. So here is explained actually three things to overcome and come to the stage of Madhava, transcendental love for Krishna. First one is raga, attachment. So attachment to what? Mostly sense gratification, all kind, gross and subtle. On the fear of statement that God is person. And consequently, his idea then after that you are again person, you keep your personality. So because people don't know about God, so naturally they feel fear. What's going on after that? And after that is which, in this order actually goes like if you just deeply attachment, when they give up attachment for material sense gratification, they realize, they start to be frustrated, what's the use, they're searching for God. But in a particular, in that purpose is explained, then there's so many so-called, you know, yogis, gyanis, all kind of new age people, and they deceive people of real knowledge, then who is God and who is Krishna. And so in this way, they still feel fear. And we know the material world is full of fear. It's not our real home. And what comes after fear? Anger. What kind of anger? anger after actually hopelessness, without hope. So they come to that stage again without knowing who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So is explained by cultivating knowledge about Supreme Personality Godhead. Srila Prabhupada's books is full of knowledge. I mean, every word from Srimad Bhagavatam has so many meanings, is explained even in Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Holy name is full of knowledge. It's explained what is God in Bhagavad Gita, what is material nature, what's happened after death, where we are going. In Srimad Bhagavatam is so many information about that. If you perform sinful activities, you go to hell. This is even a description of hell, how it looks like. And it's explained about if you're pious, you can go to heavenly planets. But it's also explained if you want to know who is God, and if you develop, and it's explained in the books how to develop love of God. In all of these books, Nectar Devotion specifically, in Krishna book, even in Bhagavad Gita, you can go home back to Godhead. So in that verse, I was in one home program, and Mukunta Datta Prabhu, he was giving class, and he was saying how this 4:10 verse is very, very specific. He's explained in all verses before 4:10, and some other verses for sure. There are so many commentary of commentary of Prabhupada goes with commentary of previous Acharya, Sri Ramanuja Acharya, Sri Madhva Acharya, Baladeva Vidyabhushana, Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. But this verse is, he said, is specifically for modern age people. He said that these three things, attachment, fear, and anger, is very much prevalent in today's society. We can see that, especially we realize that in 1965, some Prabhupada disciple, and later on, when Prabhupada came here in New York, started in New York, he can see how this younger generation was so much frustrated. By hypocrisy, and because of frustration, because of material world, modern humanity is like that today. So Mukunda Datta Prabhu, he said very nice, very deep words. Just think about these things, what he said. He said, knowledge is austerity. Look like very simple, but it's so deep. Read and imply. If you don't apply, knowledge is gone. You know, in our daily basis, if you don't apply knowledge, then you are not this body day by day, and all this instruction is gone. You know, maybe it's somewhere back in your mind, but you have to be here and now, okay? And he explained, like, it's like you're in an elevator. If you can go up or you can go down. Down is, you cannot stay. I mean, you can stay in the middle, but you are stuck. So you can go down if you even don't follow very carefully. Four regulative principles and many principles how to practice devotional service, many instructions given in Nectar Devotion, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna book. And if you can go up if you start to apply all these instructions. So on the end of the last sentence of today's verse, it's explained that those who don't follow rules or devotional service, then they experience again birth and death in this material world. So who are that people? Who are those people who don't follow all these instructions? So could be applied even to us practicing devotees. If you very carefully with spiritual devotion try to imply on daily basis all these instructions from Srila Prabhupada books, so it's no guarantee then we can go to spiritual world. We don't have time. It's said many times, we don't know when we can die. Could be in 5 days, 6 days, maybe today, some of us. Even like devotee, even if you maybe chant Nrsiha Kavacha, you chant Hare Krishna, who know? Who knows what Krishna's plan is? So that can happen to everyone of us. Doesn't matter what position you have, you know, even if you're a guru or spiritual master or whatever, everybody can die in any moment. Only Krishna knows why and when and how. So in the end, I will want to say how deep is this knowledge in Prabhupada books. Every verse. For example, one example is how profound this knowledge and how great importance is to imply in our life. There is one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 11:29-15, goes like that. Naresh abhikshna mad bhavam pumso bhava yato chirat sparda suya tiraskara sankara viyantihi. Translation. For him who constantly meditates upon my presence within all persons, the bad tendencies of rivalry, you say rivalry? Rivalry? Huh? Rivalry, okay, rivalry. Envy and abusiveness. Is it abusiveness you say? Abusiveness? You abuse somebody. Abuse. Abusiveness. Abusiveness. Is it? Abusiveness, okay. Along with false ego are very quickly destroyed. So for him who constantly meditates upon my presence within all persons, the bad tendency of rivalry, envy, and abusiveness, along with false ego, are very quickly destroyed. So in purport, we conditioned souls tend to feel a rivalry toward our equals. We maybe feel, you know, we have some, you know, he's equal to me, but we feel some, oh, he's my rival, you know. I can be better than him, or oh, he's better than me. On the envy toward our superiors, somebody who is older devotee, you can feel envy. And desire to belittle, you say belittle subordinates. So you pull down, you neglect subordinates, somebody who is maybe less advanced than you. So this contaminated propensity along with their very basis false ego, can be quickly vanquished by meditating upon the Supreme Person or Godhead within every living being. So this is very, very deep. I mean, when I hear about that, I was just thinking about myself, my devotional life. When I start to be devotee, try to be devotee, you know, still trying, and you know, I recognize immediately all this tendency in me, you know, envy to somebody who's superior, rivalry to somebody who's equal, or you put down somebody. I gave just some example. One time I was first time when I tried to distribute books, and I went to some Spanish area. And, you know, I hear, you know, sometimes, you know, from history how people, Spanish-speaking people, like from Mexico, they naturally, you know, they have this tendency to feel a little bit, you know, a little bit like low, you know, all these Americans, because the Americans, okay, the European, they came here and they conquered this area, so they feel a little bit, you know, low. And when I try, first time when I came and tried to distribute books to them, and they look at me, and I also actually start to feel like that, just like that, just appear in my heart, you know. You can say my mind, not my heart, but, you know, then I'm superior to them, and I was looking at them like that. And I immediately actually recognize and feel, not immediately, but I can see actually, they're taking books from me, but they're looking at me, okay, you see. But on the later on, you know, for sure, we have to purify ourselves. So later on, when I recognize this fall in my mind, my heart, and I came to them and deal with them very nice, respectful way, and they're very respectful to me, and books go very easy, come out, you see. So these very, very important things to actually cultivate knowledge about Krishna, all this intricacy, you see, about knowledge about Krishna and his dealings with devotees. And in this way, we can advance very nicely. So, on the end, I can also say that today is Halloween, and we just mentioned verse 4:10, how all these people who are very materialistic, they're very much frustrated, and they're in illusion, and they don't know what to do, and they waste their life in material sense gratification. So, when we go out, we can realize very easy there is a cream of those people you can find in that place, at least from this LA area. So our great duty is to help them, because we know what we are doing. We have tools to help them. And please come to, please try to come today, all of us. So thank you very much for allowing me to speak, to hear my words. And if somebody has some questions or comments or suggestion, whatever. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. All glories to Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaura Premanande. Hare Bol.
Yeah, this is the same.
What about the nectar of devotion?